you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County reported more than 31,000 new COVID-19 cases, along with 27 additional deaths yesterday. Those numbers are down compared to the past week, though that is often the case on Mondays due to the usual weekend reporting delays. Meanwhile, the number of patients with the virus in local hospitals inched up again to over 4,500. That's nearly six times the number from a month ago. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said last week that she expects more people to need hospital care, even when new infections start to decline.
While it's not where we had all hoped to be at this moment in time, we're going to need to find our reserves and continue to do our very best to slow the spread.
One positive trend appears to be emerging. The percentage of people testing positive for the virus has been gradually falling over the past 2 weeks. The so-called test positivity rate is down to around 17% after reaching nearly 23% January 3rd. There is still a long way to go, though. Before Omicron hit last month, the positivity rate was hovering around 1%. The COVID testing site set up at LA's Echo Park Lake over the weekend opens again at 8 a.m. People can get a free test at the location Mondays through Saturdays till 4 p.m. Appointments are required and can be booked online at coronaviruslacity.org/testing. The site is able to conduct between 1,000 to 2,000 tests daily. College-age students across the country continue to delay or drop plans for furthering their education. KPCC's Julia Barajas reports part of it may be Zoom fatigue. Another factor could be the improved labor market.
A report from the National Student Clearinghouse has revealed that the state's undergraduate enrollment has dropped by more than 250,000 students since the fall of 2019. Officials hoped enrollment would improve as schools shifted back to in-person learning, but numbers continue to fall, especially at two-year institutions. Governor Newsom's latest budget proposal calls for $150 million to support retention efforts at community colleges, targeting students who recently quit and prospective students who are on the fence about enrolling. Local schools, like Los Angeles City College and Long Beach City College, have ramped up such efforts during the pandemic. Covering higher education, I'm Julia Barajas.
Construction of LA's new 6th Street Bridge hits a milestone. Workers today will start pouring the concrete for the last of the 20 arches. Officials say it'll take up to 14 hours, involving more than 65 truckloads of concrete. The project began 6 years ago with the demolition of the old bridge, which was built in 1932 and deemed seismically deficient. State law says doctors suspended for sexually assaulting patients can get their medical licenses restored by the California Medical Board after 3 years. Assemblywoman Akila Weber wants to close that loophole. The San Diego area Democrat is also a doctor and the lead author of AB 1636. The bill would require the medical board to deny a license to physicians who committed felony sexual assault on a patient in California or another state.
If you have violated one of the most sacred trusts within the medical profession, which is the doctor-patient trust relationship, by actually sexually assaulting your patient, then you should not be licensed to practice in the state of California again.
An LA Times investigation found that 10 California doctors who have had licenses revoked for sexual misconduct since 2013 got their licenses restored. The California Medical Association says it's backing Weber's bill. The fight over Tejon Ranch is not over yet. That's despite a legal settlement last month that seemed to signal a green light for a sprawling new city on the ranch in northern LA County. KPCC's David Wagner has the latest in the 20-year battle.
An LA County judge has ruled that two environmental groups can move forward with their lawsuit over the Centennial Project. That's the plan to build nearly 20,000 new homes about 65 miles north of downtown LA. Opponents say the development is in the path of wildfires and would lead to more long daily commutes. Last month, the developer settled a lawsuit with a separate environmental group and agreed to install nearly 30,000 electric car chargers. But two other organizations wanted to continue the fight.
This is just the wrong style of development for the 21st century.
Nick Jensen is with the California Native Plant Society, one of the remaining two parties.
We can have solutions to our housing crisis that don't put the environment and public safety at risk.
In a statement, the Tejon Ranch Company said the state desperately needs more housing, and the company will continue to fight for the project. Covering housing, I'm David Wagner.
Dozens of flights connecting SoCal to the East Coast have been canceled due to a powerful winter storm in the Northeast. FlightAware.com says last night as many as 35 flights set to arrive or depart from LAX were grounded, and another 22 coming in and out of John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana were also called off. The National Weather Service expects the storm to continue hammering the northeastern region throughout the day. If you visit the port in Ventura, keep an eye out for broken docks and debris from the tidal surges that washed ashore Saturday. That's the advice from Ventura Point District Senior Patrol Officer Pat Hummer.
We're going to deal with it the best we can the next few days. The Harbor Patrol, we lost one of our boats that sunk. Another one was, significantly damaged.
Hummer says there are no navigational buoys to help boats avoid getting too close to the shore rocks. The tidal surge was the result of the undersea volcanic explosion near Tonga in the South Pacific, which sent a tsunami east across the ocean. The worst damage was to Tonga's outer islands. And in Orange County, the Limestone Canyon Nature Preserve is set to reopen next month. It's been closed for well over a year due to damage from the Silverado and Bond fires. The preserve will reopen February 5th with a Wilderness Access Day. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.